wonderful time of worship. What a sweetness today. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people, which means that God is here right now. Do you believe that? Yes. God is here in his Holy Spirit. Today is Trinity Sunday. We worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all the time, but today we honor the Trinity. When you're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And how do you explain the Trinity? That's a mystery that's been going on for years. How do you explain the Trinity? What is three in one and one in three? If you take three drops of water and put them together in a little dish, they combine, and then they're no longer three drops of water, but they're one drop of water, but they're still three, but they're one together, but they're still three. It's a mystery, isn't it? Blow up three balloons inside of each other. There's one balloon, but there's three balloons. There's one, but there's three. It's a mystery. And we could write books on it and try to explain away the mystery because we're so clever. But sometimes maybe we ought to just embrace the mystery and say, thank you, God, that this is a mystery to us. Some of the mysteries are good, aren't they? Some we need to just embrace. God is good. All the time. Now, how can I say that looking around us in the world today? How can I say God is good? How do we stand up here with our hands up in the air, worshiping and praising God? What's that all about? Haven't you seen lately what the world is all around you? I hear it all the time. If God is such a good and loving creator, why is there such... excuse me. Why is my throat plugged up? Why is there such turmoil and pain in the world if God is so good? If he's a loving God, why do things grow wrong? And why do things go wrong? Did you pay attention this morning on the account of creation? Excuse me. On the account of creation this morning, we see God at the beginning creating the heavens and the earth by his word. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And that light has continued from that moment until now and has never stopped. Light has always been and always will be and has continued. He created all the universe. You may not believe in creation. Maybe you believe in evolution. But I have news for you. I heard the birds singing this morning, and I saw the flowers growing, and I've seen an elk in the wild, and I know that that's not creation. That's creation, not evolution. See, flowers didn't have to be colored different colors, did they? Birds didn't have to sing different songs, did they? God did that for us. He made the flowers different colors for us, and he made the birds sing different songs so that we could be delighted in all of his creation. His creation is a paintbrush and an example and a mirror and an image of who he is. That's the living God that we serve. That God created the trees and the beauty, and he created the Garden of Eden, and he put Adam and Eve in that garden. And he told Adam and Eve, look, here's the garden. I give you authority. I give you rule. This is yours. It's your dominion. It's your property. God said, I own the earth, but you're managing it for me. And it says that they tilled the garden in Eden, and they lived in the midst of the garden. And everything was perfect. And it said, and God came down, and he walked with them and talked with them in the cool of the day. You know what the cool of the day is? I was out walking my dog, Honey, this morning at 6:15. That's the cool of the day. Things are just opening up and brightening. It's not hot yet. And it said, and God came down and talked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. That's the rest of the story this morning that we didn't hear, the part of creation. After he had created everything and he rested on the seventh day, Adam and Eve lived in this garden. And God said, look at everything I've given you in the midst of the garden. There are 10,000 things that you can do every day. There are thousands of plants and animals. And Adam, you name all of the animals and give them names. And everything was perfect. And God said, oh, by the way, one thing. There's one thing that you can't do. There's a tree over there called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat the fruit off of that tree. So 10,000 things you can do, one thing you can't do. So what did they do? It says that a serpent came. I don't know if it was a snake or a lizard. It said a serpent came and started to talk to Eve. And it said, and the serpent beguiled Eve. A clever word, huh, beguiled? The serpent fooled her, tricked her, and said, Did God say that you shouldn't eat of the tree of the fruit of that tree, or you will die? And Eve said, oh yeah, God said we shouldn't eat of it or even touch it, or we'll surely die. And the serpent said, you're not going to die. You're just going to be just like God. You're going to know what God knows if you eat of the fruit. And the fruit was good. It looked good. It was shiny. It was red. It looked like it was good for food. So Eve picked one of them and started to eat it and gave some to Adam, who was right there with her. And so Eve was deceived, but Adam was willful. Adam was willful. He did it on purpose. Did you ever think of that? Eve was the one that was fooled by the serpent. Adam ate the fruit because she gave him some, and he just ate it. Okay, so whose fault was it? It was both of their faults. When God came and said, wait a minute, what happened? I came, said God, to walk with you in the cool of the day, and you guys are hiding. What's going on? And Adam and Eve said, we were afraid because we're naked, and you're going to see us. And God said, wait a minute. I made everything perfect. Who told you you were naked? What's going on here? You didn't eat of that fruit, did you, Adam and Eve? And Adam said, she did it. We've been doing that ever since, haven't we? The woman you gave me the fruit and I ate it. And guess what happened then? Everything changed. Everything changed from that time until now. They gave away the authority that God gave them. They gave away the authority. I don't know if you noticed that common thread in the readings this morning was about authority. In the Garden of Eden, when God said, this is yours, Adam and Eve. This is yours, whatever your name is. I've given you planet Earth. It's yours. You manage it. What a good job we've done, huh? And so, and Paul said to the church at Corinthians, he said, I'm going to come to you in the authority that God has given me, that authority that Jesus gave to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. We read it this morning in the gospel. All authority has been given unto me. Therefore, you go, because I'm giving this authority to you. So just like Adam and Eve, here we are today. Everything turned sour for Adam and Eve. They were banned from the garden. And now that their authority had been turned over to another, the earth was at the command of another. Every time somebody did something wrong, now there was payment to be made. Every time somebody disobeyed God, we call it sin. Every time somebody sinned, there had to be payment made. And you know what the payment was? They sacrificed an animal on the altar to pay for the sins of the people. And on that system went for thousands of years. Eating of the forbidden fruit had nothing to do with the fruit. It had to do with disobedience to God. You see, God was the good father, the ultimate good father. We should remember that on Father's Day. When he came and talked to Adam and Eve, he was the best father that ever lived. These are my children, and I want you to go and multiply, fill the earth, and I want to have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, says God. You're my children. I'm the good father. I've given you everything. And Adam and Eve were nothing like us, were they? Yeah, they disobeyed God. They walked away on their own and they rebelled against God. But the truth is, we are just like them. And the system couldn't continue, could it? The system of sacrificing animals every time somebody sinned, it couldn't continue. It wasn't a good system. The blood of animals didn't take away the sin of the world. Jesus came to earth, was born, lived, and died, and rose again from the dead. And he did this as a final sacrifice for our sins so that we didn't have to kill animals anymore. Shedding of blood didn't have to pay for sin. He did that so we could regain the authority that God gave to Adam and Eve. God said, Adam and Eve, you're the managers of the earth. I give you this authority in the garden. You take over it. You have dominion over it. You rule it. They gave the authority away. Do you remember the story of Jesus when he went into the desert and was tempted of the enemy? The third temptation of the enemy was, I will give you all of this if you just bow down and worship me, for it has been given to me, and it's mine to do with as I will. The enemy said that to Jesus, and that was true. He could give it to Jesus because Adam and Eve had given it to him. Jesus conquered that on the cross. He gave the authority back to us when he died on the cross for our sins. That's why we call him Savior, because he saves us from ourselves. Now here we are thousands of years after creation and 2,000 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. I have a question for you. How is your garden? How is your Garden of Eden? You know that you can have peace after all, don't you? You know that you can have rest from your fear and pressure and stress of the world, don't you? Jesus sent his disciples out to retake the world one person at a time. Oh, it's still a world of turmoil out there, but where does the Garden of Eden start? It starts on the inside. Where does God give us the garden again? Where does he walk with us again in the cool of the day? In here. And he will walk with you anytime you want him to. He will walk with you, not just in the cool of the day, but anytime. You see, he, Jesus, that Son of God, was sent by the Father. And before he ascended back to the Father, he told them all that he would be with them always and with us always through the Holy Spirit. That blessed Trinity whom we serve. After all is said and done, we never get left alone. He is always with us, walking with us in the cool of the day, if we want him to, and if we let him. Did you know that there was another tree in the garden? Did you know he put another tree in the garden and he said, that's the tree of life over there. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This one I've told you not to eat of, but you may eat of that tree of life. Jesus is the tree of life, and he stands in our midst today. And God still says the same thing to us that he said to Adam and Eve. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't do wrong things. Don't sin. Don't disobey me. Eat of the tree of life and feast on him. His name is Jesus, and he will save you from your sins. What about you? Which tree are you eating from? God wants to set you free from whatever bondage you're in. He wants you to go back to Eden, to that beautiful garden, and live there on the inside. Anybody here who's been in that other place, anybody here who's been through hell in their lives, and a lot of us have, you know that there's a better place. You know that you know that once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that everything changes. Isn't that right, Jeff? Everything changes. You're all in the garden again. You're eating of that tree of life. God wants to set you free. He wants you to know him and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. That, my friends, is eternal life. Do you want to live forever? Do you want to live forever in a beautiful garden? He's got a place for you. You can be there anytime you want. All you have to do is come to him. And here's how you do it. You say, dear God, dear Jesus, take me to that garden again. I surrender. I give up this life of eating of the wrong trees, of disobeying you and sinning against you. And I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. Take me back to Eden, Father, to that garden where everything is peace and joy and love. And in the midst of the world of turmoil and the world of pain, I can rest in that place that you have created just for me. You can do that anytime you want. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Lord and Savior. And everything changes from that point on. From that moment in your life, everything is new. Thank God for that. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.